This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
A Monday warrior, mean stride. Today's Tom Sawyer, mean pride.
Ivan Raiklin, former Defense Intelligence Agency, lawyer, Ray Murray, getting into your targeting list, targeting for spotlighting, for nonviolent exposure of some of the key criminal networks. Finish up with how you collated this list in the last 5 years.
Yeah, so basically what they did to General Flynn with the targeting of him, there was something in me that said, you know what, something's not right here. It doesn't sit well. So I started to research it on my own. And as I started to develop that and read all the court filings and documents, and when Sidney Powell started to take over the case, we started to expose a lot of the names that were, your Bill Priestaps, your Joe Pientkas, and then it led to other things. And then I started to research how are they doing the cover-up after cover-up after cover-up. And that's where we create the categories. And as it applies to the COVID con, the COVID coercion, the mandate molestation, and that's how you started to see the downstream effect of that onto the DOD with this letter. And a lot of it comes back to also a key pivot point is January 6th. We're coming up on a three-year anniversary of January 6th. A bunch of documentary movies are coming out. Last one came out a couple days ago about the true timeline. If you haven't had a chance to see it, that exposes in a very substantive way the Capitol Police and the Metropolitan Police in a way that no other committee within government or investigative journalist has done. And then a couple of other events coming up, a couple of other documentary movies coming out. Needless to say, between documentary movies, independent researchers, working with Congress, the appropriate committee over the last year, and then everybody that publicly published a book as a result of their participation, if you will, in the J6 cover-up, they have identified names in there that required further assessment and analysis that made their name on the list. So had they not had the 10 hearings, had they not published the report, had they not written books, I wouldn't have had such a precise list with substantive evidence to back up on why we should scrutinize them. So thank you to those criminal cover-up actors for publishing their books. Now we have a nice, clean list. By the way, this is the small list. I have a broader list that we can look at. But for starters, this is where I think once we expose the DMs of these folks, it's going to unravel everyone else by category.
They're publicly putting on us on lists and saying we're going to be destroyed. We're all criminals. We're simply pointing out who's destroying the country. And
right,
they aren't arrogant anymore. They're afraid, which makes them even more dangerous. And they're going to try some major stuff. We didn't get into this. You should join us again soon. But in a minute and a half, what about all the martial law, civil war propaganda and movies? They're really planning something big out of the election.
Yeah, they're trying to instigate that just like they did with the instigation on January 6th. I think we've learned at this point, now that you're back on X, Elon's essentially looks like he's on our side. They're losing the information fight. You know, when Elon gets 100 to 500 million views on his, or excuse me, when Tucker gets 100 to 500 million views on his posts, that's 10 to 50 times more than the entire mainstream media complex combined. So they're going to have to come up with something. And I just think that at this point, we've had enough. And if they want to do
a black over, I'm going to hold you over because I forgot to get to this with you. You're absolutely right. I want to explain something. CNN's average show has 67,000 viewers. Their biggest show is a million now. They're a joke. And people need to realize that literally we're reaching 20, 30 million people a day. Tucker's reaching 100 million a day. And you're right. They could shut us all down now. Anybody with half a brain, stay there, we're coming right back, does not buy anything they say, which is a broken society. I don't want a government so corrupt we can't believe anything it says. You know, they tell you it's raining outside. You know it's raining, you don't believe it. I mean, they've screwed the pooch. Let me explain this. Humpty Dumpty's broke, folks. All the king horses, all the king's men ain't putting this new world order back together again. The issue is they could drag us down with them. And so I want stability, and I want de-escalation, and I want industrial and farming and cultural buildup, programs to fund big families, all of it. I want prosperity. These people want your destruction. Okay? We're going to win this, and we are winning it. But now is the crucible, because the empire is about to strike back. Stay with us.
January 2024 is here, and that means up to 60% off at InfoWarsStore.com, free shipping, and double Patriot points. This is one of the biggest deals of the year, and it supports the InfoWar. And we're selling out a lot of these products. It'll be months and months till more are back in stock. Whether it's books, films, T-shirts, you name it, you need to go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and take advantage of this 2024 New Year's sale, double Patriot points, free shipping, and so much more. Get a copy of my book, signed or unsigned, The Great Awakening, The Plan to Defeat the Globalists, and Launch the Next Great Renaissance. And again, thank you so much for your amazing support in 2023. But 2024, as everybody knows, is the big year. So please support us and get great products at InfoWarsStore.com. And tell everybody you know, and those you don't know, tune into the live show at InfoWars.com/show. God bless, and we're going into 2024 together.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance, rallying patriots worldwide. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Go ahead and pinch yourself, because it's not a dream. We're alive on this gorgeous planet hurtling through space. God's real, but so is the devil. We got Jason Burmes coming up with all the latest analysis and breaking news on the Epstein list dropping. I'm talking to Ivan Brakeland, former of the Defense Intelligence Agency, a lawyer, former Green Beret, really smart guy, who's been doing tireless work behind the scenes in Congress. He doesn't get a lot of praises, but he's been doing some really good work. I've talked to people in Congress, and they tell me it's him that helped Owen get congressional hearings and visits and all that. I mean, it's just a little thing he was doing. So he's definitely working like a beaver in there to try to stop the globalists. But look, I'm not that smart, but I know that if I basically observe things enough in my life as I get older, I'm 50 next month, that's the surest thing how the world works. And I can also read the enemy's own documents. I used to watch old comic book, movies, and I was always wondering why the villain monologued and bragged. I thought, I was a villain. I wouldn't brag. I'd just hit the enemy and get rid of them. But actually, that's part of criminology. They brag. They tell you what they're doing. You got Brennan up there saying, we're geoengineering and spraying aluminum in the skies. Ha, ha, ha. When he left the CIA, and then we talk about it, they say it doesn't exist. They brag about everything. It's like cheating on your wife and then telling her about it. But that's a criminology thing they do, and they can't stop it. And so now in their own documents, public and leaked, they admit they're losing. Their answer is social unrest, race war, destabilization, crisis creation. None of that's working, because when people are asleep, destabilization will scare them back to a big central government. When they're awake, it just pisses them off. And I keep saying to the establishment, you act like you're so smart. Whether Elon Musk is a good person or bad, he can see the pendulum went the other way. He can see they're going to lose. The question is, and I don't say that with confidence, I say it with surety. The globalists are done. When Tucker Carlson is getting 50 million views a video and their top shows on Fox get 2 million, they're done. CNN like a million. Okay? They're done. But let's understand. What's the villain do when he's losing? He drags you into hell with him. So we should not be overconfident. And overconfident. That is the worst thing right now. I'm telling you, we're in the maximum danger right now, ladies and gentlemen. You don't need me to tell you that. You can see it. You can feel it. You can smell it. So Ivan, in closing, it's not two. It's like eight different shows now, movies. Obama produced one, $300 million budgets, martial law, right-wingers, white against black, cyber outages, the real world FBI with no evidence, the MAGA crowd is going to shut down the election with a cyber attack or attack the power grid. That is preposterous, but they're pre-programming it. They're telling us, and I've learned what they tell you, they do. Now, they got a bunch of things they're pre-programming, so they may not do all of them or any of them will be exposed, but I have have a real sense of dread. You know, it's a good feeling, like we're on a collision course, and I'm playing chicken with somebody else at 150 miles an hour, and, you know, they're the bad guy. They want to go get to the farmhouse and hurt my kids, so I'm ready to die in the game of chicken. I'd rather they pull off the road and give up. So one way or another, the worst case is we don't pull off the road, they don't pull off, we kill each other, the children are protected. I'd like them to pull off. They can keep some of their money and, like, you know, be put into, you know, abstention or whatever, like Napoleon. But I don't see them doing that because the globalists are so inbred, so disconnected, working through intermediaries. Even though they know they're losing, they don't have a sense of how much danger they're in because they haven't lived on the street. They were given everything they had, so they're missing that understanding of the ocean in which we swim. How do you agree with that, A? And B, how do we get the globalists to realize that they've already been beaten, and what is a path for them to go into abstention?
No, you nailed it. So I always use this analogy. It's a game of chicken, and in a game of chicken, I and we at this point, we're either one, not going to lose, or we're going to win. It's their option at this point on whether or not they want to, how long they want to take this, because we're not going to lose. At this point, we're not losing. And bottom line here is the information war is where it's at, and we're winning it. And like you said, we don't need to get overconfident, cocky, but we need to continue methodically, just continue to not undermine, but prove to those that are surrounding those that are coming after us that they're on the losing side. And you're going to start seeing people jumping ship. You talked about documentary movies that they're trying to promulgate. Well, guess what? We have our own. You have two or three January 6th documentary movies coming out this weekend. General Flynn just earlier today announced his documentary movie. What is it? FlynnMovie.com. You can see the trailer. That's going to expose in a very substantive way a lot of the names that are listed on that spreadsheet that you just posted for your viewers. So we're just going to continue to methodically showcase that you're on the losing side. And
no, I totally agree. But what do we do about the Civil War? How are they going to try to trigger it? What do we do to stop this when they truck bomb some black college or something? You can see it. It's imminent. How do we stop it?
So I don't know how to stop it other than, I mean, we're at an apex moment of the 1770s meets the 1860s meets the 1960s. That's what they're trying to foment. But if we can show that the American people that have been sitting silent and sleeping basically up to this point, that these are the individuals that are doing it, so expect them to do the following. If we can basically pre-forecast that this is what they're about to do, when it happens, everybody is going to know what it is. And they're not going to buy.
No, I agree. We've got to laze the target.
Yeah. Trillion lumens with the trillion lumens. You know, kind of like when you take a little when we're young, take a magnifying glass in between an ant and then the sun. Let's just shine maximal light on these ants. Let's see what happens from there. All we're doing is shining light, right?
You know, if I was them, I would give up. But like you said, we don't lose the chicken match. The only question is, do we die with them? I mean, these people are crazy.
Well, like you said, I don't know about dying with them. I guarantee, I'm making it my personal guarantee that they're not going to win. And 231 of us in the DOD, right, like just basically assigned to that. And then those that went to militaryaccountability.com, there's over, I think, 11 or 12,000 people just in about 36 hours that are pledging to support this pledge to each other to make sure that there's accountability in the DOD. And that's going to light the spark for not only the DOD to face the leaders, accountability, but everyone. And I suspect there's going to be a lot of whistleblowers. I've already gotten contacted by a couple of whistleblowers because they see the writing on the wall. They're jumping ship back to Team America and Team Humanity.
And here's the key. People didn't jump because they weren't fully awake and there wasn't a ship to jump to. We built the ship for them to jump to. Ivan Ranklin, thank you so much. We'll talk to you soon.
You were the generals building the ship.
Go ahead and post that link right now. I'll retweet it, okay?
Yes, sir.
All right, thanks,
Alex.
All right. He's got 45 minutes. We're skipping two breaks. He gets his time back. The great Jason Burmes with the latest on the FC situation. Let him have it.
All right, folks, we are back. Thank you so much, Alex Jones, for allowing me this opportunity. So you want a list? I'm going to give you a list. That's where we're going to start. But then we're going to get We're going to get into the FBI. We're going to get into intelligence connections. And we're also going to talk about that hard drive box that we've all seen and has been completely ignored. In fact, that's where we're going to start to slide into some of the FBI informations and then hit. Don't worry, folks. You want a list? We're going to give you a list. So let's take a look at this. If you notice, the photos of the hard drives right here already have evidence tape on them. So when we zoom in, we can clearly see that evidence tape. What does that suggest? Well, that suggests at one point some type of law enforcement agency already had access to that. Now, as far as I know, it's never been reported on in the Miami case. That opens up a plethora of other questions. But let's talk about that time period for a moment as well. Right here, you have an official FBI document, and you notice that the approval and draft of this document and the contact at which it was facilitated in Miami, among other things, are completely blacked out. But what is this? Well, this is Epstein has also provided.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read one. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered from a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious, he almost died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives that were more affordable, he tried Extendivite. Since taking it, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Gets arrested, forget about Ghislaine Maxwell, Acosta has to resign. So right there, you have yet another connection to the arms dealing and the intelligentsia and what? That time period in the 80s that we were discussing about earlier. Now, I promise the list, because we're going to fast forward to some power players today. Now, this list, you know, we talked about the Black Book for a moment. I would encourage people to check out that New York Mag article. But this is yet another one with more associates, some of the same, some older, that came out, such as Noam Chomsky. You know, we talked about, for instance, Marvin Minsky. We talked about MIT. Again, they're involved with Boston Dynamics. That's a DARPA program. These scientists really are part of the military-industrial complex. Okay, and one of the things that we briefly, and I mean briefly, discussed was the fact that Epstein had his baby-making ranch. And let me see if I can find the article. Yes, here we go, right here. So he wanted to turn that ranch into a baby-making factory of up to 20 women at a time. Now, you can believe that, you know, he was just going to have sex with these women and there were no or young girls because, again, Epstein was able to evade the laws in New Mexico because of their age of consent. And you don't think that some kind of genetic modification might be going on, or the cloning himself thing is already out there. That's already mainline. But when you look at these types of programs, when you look at Nygaard in particular, Nygaard is quoted as saying, we have that video as well. I don't know if we'll get to it, but quoted as saying, I want to live forever or die trying. And he was literally willing, according to the allegations, to drug and rape teenage girls as young as 14, make them have abortions, and then convert those into stem cells that he would then inject into himself. Again, it sounds macabre. It sounds impossible. It is not. It is, in fact, what's going on. So we talked about the fashion industry a little bit, and we're going to get to Les Wexner because Wexner's being thrown around again because his name is in the documents. And, you know, they're exonerating him. And in courts of law, he has been exonerated. But I do want to remind people that Wexner is the same guy that gave Epstein the mansion where they found the hard drives and the tapes and the burned DVDs. And Maria Farmer says that she was in a room where people were there recording every single room, that place. Got it for a dollar from Wexner. Right there. Nothing sketchy going on there, folks. I mean, once again, give me a break. So when we talk about modeling, we talk about that industry, I do want to get to at least a short clip of like this 60 minutes piece where it explains the trafficking of young girls in Europe through these agencies all the way back in the 80s. But people like Vera Wang, Naomi Campbell, they're on the quote-unquote list. And this actually tells you why they were being contacted. Okay, and with Naomi Campbell in particular, we're talking about Russians and Ukrainians. I just want to point that out. Robert Kennedy Jr. has recently had to address his relationship with Epstein and that his ex-wife and Ghislaine Maxwell had a vast relationship. Sergey Brin, the co-founder of Google, we're talking about ties to Epstein between 2004 and 2007. I want to make sure that everybody understands that not all of these people are compromised pedophiles, but all of these people are in a network. Maybe they want something from Epstein. I mean, these are the kind of deals that actually get cut. All right, I'm going to keep going because some of these tech names are extremely relevant today. All right, now you have the former First Lady of the U.S. Virgin Islands. Remember recently a lot of the lawsuits that were going on were between the Virgin Islands and some of these banks, J.P. Morgan in particular, where they were suing and countersuing. Ehud Barak, earlier today, Alex Jones was showing some of the photographs of Barak being there well after Epstein had already been convicted in the Miami case, trying to cover up his face. You know, just like Prince Andrew, these guys were involved with Epstein. Okay, so there is another huge player. Again, I expect that we're going to get more from Bill Gates. That relationship is now more out in the open than ever. And when we talk about Gates, that's a relationship that I just want to pull these two books up. If you guys want to go deep, One Nation Under Blackmail, Volumes 1 and 2 by Whitney Webb, you know, she documents the fact that Gates and Epstein were involved even pre-2000. Okay, and that's not what is in the mainstream media. So even that has been somewhat of a limited hangout. You just heard Alex Jones mention William Burns, the CIA director. Well, documents indicate that Epstein had three scheduled meetings with Burns when in 2014. Talk about yet another outward intelligence connection. You notice they want you to focus on a list that's not there, folks. They want you to now focus on what's going around and going viral on a lot of these social media platforms are memes about Tom Hanks, just as Alex predicted, and then fake excerpts talking about Jimmy Kimmel, who's nowhere in the documents, everybody, and was never in the documents. We got a real list here, though, that is just a mass with documentation. Again, controlled opposition in the war movement, and particularly 9/11, really showed his teeth. Noam Chomsky, quote-unquote, on the list. Rothschilds on the list. We go down further. Larry Summers and Peter Thiel. These are two people that I wanted to focus on. Really quickly, Larry Summers is another person who is in that Clinton network deep, in that globalist network deep, in that Bilderberg network deep. And if you were paying attention to the latest tech shakeups, you had Sam Altman, who is the CEO before the shakeup of OpenMind, the biggest AI that they're pushing out there. He was the one. Before Congress, opposite Eric Schmidt, you know, former head of Google, Alphabet, part of the Defense Department. Okay, and they're talking about AI. Then Altman gets to go to his first Bilderberg meeting. Wow. There's that little shakeup where he's fired. He's then hired by Microsoft, who's really a part of OpenAI. And then they reconstitute. Well, now they have this new board. And guess who's on the board? Larry Summers. Larry Summers does seem to be a compromised individual. Now, I would argue a power player like Peter Thiel, Mr. Palantir, was scheduled to meet again with Epstein in 2014. And lest we not forget, Peter Thiel was actually in the Trump administration as his Secretary of Technology. But by the time we got to the end of that administration, he'd outwardly come out against Trump and did everything that he could, and he did a lot, to suppress people questioning the election and having a audit, because that's what this was really about, an audit of the states to find the actual votes for the actual people that went beyond the fraudulent mail-in ballots and even digital manipulation within the machine. We got to take a break. When we come back, I'm going to show you the modeling aspect of this. We're going to get into Wexner further and the 80s trafficking of girls via Claude Hadid. You don't want to miss it. We'll be back after this. It's the Alex Jones.
Hi, folks. This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Silver Lungs Generator. Now you can produce pure and endless colloidal silver and deliver the solution directly into the bloodstream by breathing the solution through the lungs. The respiratory system is the first line of defense for airborne pathogens and viruses. the Silver Lungs Generator infuses the respiratory system with your self-produced nano-silver solutions and also delivers the silver nanoparticles instantly into the bloodstream. With continued legislation threatening the sale of nano-silver products, you can now produce pure and endless colloidal silver with the Silver Lungs Generator. Very easy to follow, step-by-step instructions are provided, making production fast and simple. Go to www.silverlungs.com today and learn more about the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. That's www.silverlungs.com. Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
It is the Alex Jones Show. I am Jason Furman. We're breaking down the real list of associates, of people that have already been named in these documents. Again, if you want to get the new documents right now, they're on FortListener.com and Pacer. I am encouraging all the info warriors to dive deep and find the real meat and potatoes, the new stuff, the stuff that the mainstream media isn't going to want to focus on. I mean, think about all the stuff that we've just talked about here that has been reported in the media, in the background, but is never the focal point. Instead, there's this meme out there of the Epstein client list. Well, we already know a lot of the institutions and names not only associated that have also paid out, and that's where we're going to go right now, just ever so briefly. Now, some of the other business giants that are associates of Epstein and in this documentation include people like Leon Black, Jess Staley and the Staley stuff with Barclays and J.P. Morgan Chase is huge. And then, of course, you see J.P. Morgan Chase. Now, again, it wasn't in the news much, but they paid out literally hundreds of millions of dollars combined in these cases to really just a handful of the victims that have been brave enough to not only sue, but really sue across year after year and decade after decade to try to get that justice. Now, I want to talk about, in particular, Les Wexner. Because Les Wexner, again, just like when Acosta had to resign, the stocks began to fall in 2019 when they realized that this guy was not only associated with Epstein, but by some accounts, he handed full and complete power over to Jeffrey Epstein. Now, a lot of people don't understand that Epstein was absolutely involved in the financial world. Let's take a look at that. In fact, Towers Capital, okay, huge Ponzi scheme back in the 80s and 90s, and he ran that with an individual named Stephen J. Hoffenberg. And Hoffenberg, you know, he died, I believe, a couple years ago. He served serious prison sentences, and he openly discusses how Epstein, you know, was his right-hand man. He helped him with every single thing. He was one of my best friends. He was my closest friend for years. We ran a team of people on Wall Street, investment people that raised $1 billion illegally. He was my guy, my wingman. Now, in this article, he gives some regrets that he did not work with federal officials or go against Epstein. But you have to wonder why he didn't do that in the first place. Was there some blackmail involved? I'm not sure. Was there pressure? He says in the article it was his political ties that really made him afraid to accuse him of anything. And if we're talking about the 80s and 90s, you know, the Clintons are obviously a huge part of that political clique. And, you know, I didn't intend to do this, but we'll do it live, as they say. Bill Clinton had this crazy painting, okay, and this artist has done paintings of George Bush, Barack Obama, that was in Epstein's home. And let's just type it in, Bill Clinton. I'm sure a lot of you have seen it, painting Epstein. And when you look at this thing, it is it makes you wonder about their relationship, right? Obviously, it's Bill Clinton in a dress. Some people have asked whether or not it's the Lewinsky dress, if it has to do with Hillary Clinton. But it seems like this is a big FU, and basically, hey, at least this is how I read it. I run this guy. I'm a part of this. He's my bitch. Excuse my French. You know, I've been pretty good about not cursing or any of that, despite the subject matter, because this is kind of tough stuff to go over. And again, a lot of this stuff is not new. You know, we talked about the 80s and 90s briefly. Well, we're going to play this video right now from 60 Minutes revealing how the modeling scene worked, and it was really an underage pedophile ring for those with wealth and power.
Know what they're sending their girls into.
It's a meat market. You are there for the purpose of somebody wanting to take you home to bed.
And what happens if you say no?
You don't work.
Every week, dozens of young American girls walk off airplanes in Paris and Milan, certain that their faces will be the next to beam from the covers of the fashion magazines. They are girls as young as 15 and 16, recruited by talent scouts or sent by their local modeling agencies, because Europe has more fashion houses and magazines, and it's easier to get that first big break there than in New York. The girls are told that they'll have a modeling agency in Europe, which will get them work and be their home away from home. They are girls like Sherry Bolts from Pompano Beach, Florida, a cheerleader who dropped out of high school and used her savings to buy a plane ticket to Europe when she was just 17. Her local modeling agency helped arrange it and still gets a percentage of her European income. And girls Sounds like Megan Douglas, who was a switchboard operator in Washington, D.C., when her photograph won her a spot in a modeling contest. And girls like Kimberly Barker of Nampa, Idaho, whose parents took out a loan to get the money to send her to Europe and to give her a shot at the big time.
A shot at the big time. So again, at this point, they would not only separate them, but they would also not allow them to use phones. This is an extensive piece. Unfortunately, I don't think that we're going to have the time to go through the whole thing. We'll play a couple more minutes of it so you can get the gist. But then, you know, going back to this network in the 80s that not only involves women, but drugs and arms, I want to show that Clinton connection to Iran-Contra in particular. So we're definitely going to do that as well.
So the odds are about 1,000 to 1 that a girl will end up a successful model. A model like Debbie Haggerty, who makes about $150,000 a year, and says the top models may do all right, but it's rough for all the others trying to break through.
Nasty business, and I don't think these parents have any idea what they're sending their girls into.
What the parents are told by those local modeling agencies and talent scouts is that their daughters have been signed up with European modeling agencies, which will take care of everything and become the girls' family abroad.
How many girls are on option for this?
So it's something of a shock when the girls discover that a lot of those agencies routinely take as much as 3/4 of the girls' salary. For instance, charging fees on the photographs the girls need for promotion, and ostensibly deducting taxes and Social Security, even though most of the girls are working illegally without work permits.
See how they do this? This is high-level pimping that was done out in the open with these major agencies.
Servan Sherwat is president of a fledgling models union in Paris. She's helping some of the girls bring lawsuits against the agencies to learn just where all that money goes.
What happens if the girl goes to the agency and says, wait a minute, how much did
they never want to explain it. They just say, okay, baby, you know, we have a lot of experience and we have to pay the tax department and we have to pay a lot of things. So don't try to understand.
So do the agencies really pay Social Security on an illegal work?
We don't even know exactly if they pay all the amounts. I'm sure they don't pay for that.
The modeling agencies also own apartments all around Paris, which they rent out to the new girls who come to town. Several girls to an apartment, and each girl paying a lot of rent.
I lived in an apartment that was by no means nice. There was 4 girls living there at the time. We did have our own rooms, but the rooms were like the size of boxes.
Courtney Powell is from Stoneboro, Pennsylvania.
And how much was the rent?
$900 a month.
And you probably...
$900 a month? $900 a month. That was when the franc was low.
Again, this is early 80s. $900 a month, 4 of them. I'm going to break away from this for a moment. We're going to go into this network. Again, Khashoggi, named with Epstein, intelligence ties, FBI meetings, and in information being shared in 2008, meetings with William Burns, who will head up the CIA later all the way up to 2000.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Youngevity for over 17 years, since before it was Youngevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Youngevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Youngevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Youngevity.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Youngevity 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Youngevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Start the Trilateral Commission, and you've been to the Bilderberger. Are people too close in this world, people in business, too close to the governments?
Well, you know, there is such a thing as insidious influence. And the question is, how does it operate? Does it involve bribery? And does it involve some sort of psychological domination of individuals? I don't believe in this notion of some sort of secret societies controlling people. But, of course, in any political system, there are sort of over-the-table and under-the-table arrangements.
Over-the-table and under-the-table arrangements. Where did Billy Boy go? I want that Billy Boy section. Here it is. Did I get it? Because BCCI banking was how they were basically funneling the money. There's Bill. There's the cocaine I wanted to do. Here we go. We'll start with the cocaine. There's Welch. Welch is perfect. Arkansas. There it is.
To kill Seal. Sam Dalton was the lawyer that represented the Columbia complicity in... Louis Unglesby, the former attorney for Mr. Seal, also confirmed, and intelligence couldn't take any chances. It was later revealed that Seal was involved in smuggling cocaine into Mena, Arkansas, while Bill Clinton sat as governor.
1983, Ronald Reagan was president, Bill Clinton was governor, and little Mena, Arkansas changed from a quiet town to a center for drug smuggling and reported Contra support activity. In the middle of it all, this man, admitted dope smuggler Barry Seal.
Arkansas State Trooper Russell Welch investigated Seal's organization.
Each trip would have 250 to 350 pounds of cocaine.
According to the London Telegraph, Arkansas State Trooper Larry Patterson testified under oath that he and his officers discussed repeatedly in Clinton's presence the large quantities of drugs being flown into MENA Airport, large quantities of money, large quantities of guns. Hot Springs police officers would also record Roger Clinton, Bill's brother, during a cocaine transaction stating, "Gotta get some for my brother. He's got a nose like a vacuum cleaner." There was also a large amount of money laundering going on in MENA.
Former IRS agent William Duncan traced some of Seal's drug profits laundered through MENA banks.
We had direct testimony from people who were involved in the money laundering operation. We had testimony from people at banks who observed the transactions.
What happened when you tried to make this case before a grand jury?
I was never asked to present the evidence to a grand jury, ever.
This very same network used BCCI to fund the Afghani rebels.
The deputy director of the CIA, Richard Kerr, said late today that the CIA did use the Bank of Credit and Commerce International, BCCI, to support CIA activities overseas.
Most people still believe that the Soviets had maliciously invaded Afghanistan in order to spread their communist agenda.
Basically, folks, what you're seeing is this network, that BCCI network, where they were using banks to smuggle this money around. Again, Bill Clinton, Khashoggi, part of this network. You wonder where Epstein may have fit in the mix. But again, why does he have that passport? Think about that. Think about that really long and hard. How did Bill Clinton come from obscurity as the governor of Arkansas into the presidency? Who else was involved in Iran-Contra? Well, it was that George H.W. network. And then you had this dynasty planned of the Clintons and the Bushes just ruling forever. I mean, obviously, the Barack star was kind of an extension of that, but they wanted to install Hillary Clinton. And that's absolutely what they wanted to do in 2016. And people had just had enough. They didn't know exactly what was going on. They didn't know exactly what was wrong. But even then, you know, the media was distorting these things. Because when the networks did start to come out, I mean, you look at, for instance, the WikiLeaks documents and the DNC, there was a ton of corruption outside of the obvious signs of human trafficking that should have been investigated further involving Ukraine even then. You know, you talk about Ukraine now. George Soros and Hillary Clinton were visiting Ukraine back in the late 90s. You know, Alex often plays that famous interview where basically you have Soros admitting to the fact that he helped round up his fellow Jewish citizens. In fact, Sander Kiss, I believe, was his name. It's either Sander Kiss or Kiss Sander. And anybody can look this up as well. And, you know, he was with this gentleman who had been given to by his parents that protected him during this time. And they absolutely did go into homes and confiscate 100%. In that interview, the longer piece, he's sitting there arm in arm with Hillary Clinton in Ukraine. Okay, so arms dealing. You know, Ukraine also big on the human trafficking. Yesterday, and I'm going to bring these people back into the mix, we showed several of the quote-unquote associates that we're not allowed to talk about, okay? One of them being Nadia Marcinkova, who has now changed their name. It's Nadia Marcinko. But Nadia Marcinko, legitimately, in the very documents that are now being released again, because now there's just more of the redactions taken away, was sold to Epstein as a 14-year-old girl, according to eyewitness accounts. And look, the bottom line is that David Copperfield had been in the list of associates. He'd already been thrown around there. But now that he knew that the trafficking was going on, he should be questioned as to why he didn't do anything. But how many of those people are already out there on the record? Yesterday, Alex played, for instance, McCain's wife talking about it. Yet another tool of the establishment in this disgusting, nepotistic manner that his daughter has now taken up. Talk about an enemy of the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and humanity in general, it doesn't get much worse. You know what I mean? They're all terrible. Same thing with the Cheney family. You know, Liz Cheney and her father, Dick Cheney. Dick Cheney, very much a part of that same network that came up in the 80s and became the neocon establishment that they're trying to push us into this very day. They want a Nikki Haley in there as the Republican nominee. As I alluded to before, they are trying to put, and I believe they will ultimately put, Donald Trump in prison. And who knows where we go from there. That's a big problem. And, you know, we got a few minutes left. I want to address the Trump relationship to Epstein and what we do and don't know about it. Okay, first of all, we do know that they had a big relationship somewhere in that 80s time period, seems to be into the 90s as well, until at least that Mar-a-Lago incident. Now, there are other reports out there that the true falling out was Jeffrey Epstein undercutting Trump on a business deal. We have to acknowledge those. Now, as far as the flight logs that are publicly available, I do want to remind everybody that Trump was never on those flight logs. But I was one of the first people to point out he had been reported to have Epstein and Ghislaine Maxwell on his plane. And that was all the way back in a Vanity Fair article. Now, these documents, again, a lot of them had already been out there. They just had been unredacted. Have Gefrey Roberts saying that she was indeed on planes with Epstein and Trump. And that seems to be on Epstein's plane as well. But as far as flight logs, not there. There are even reports, and again, I don't know whether or not these are true, that before their falling out, Epstein held a party with 20 or so women, apparently all over age, one of which was Melania, basically auditioning for the role of his wife. Whether those are true, whether those are put out there as disinformation and misinformation, I can't tell you, but I'm here to report it all. I'm here to put the documents out, and I'm here to tell you, you guys need to do the same thing. It never hurts to look at other perspectives. I prefer the raw documentation as much as possible, whether it be direct testimony or these financial documents that we're getting, or hopefully what we need to focus on, the hard drives, the burned disks, the evidence we already know are out there. And again, if these documents were already taken by law enforcement as they have evidence tape on them, that raises a plethora of other questions. But there is no question that the FBI, the CIA, the Mossad absolutely have connections to Epstein, Maxwell, and the broader network. That's what's documented, and there's been a cover-up now going on for literal decades. We need to bring more of these people to justice. We need to demand more than just a list, but the evidence they have against them. Guys, thank you so much for joining me here on the fourth hour and the past few days. If you want to check me out, it's at Jason Burmis on just about every platform. And once again, I'm going to encourage you to support InfoWars.com. The video game is a blast. It's on Steam. Bring it to number one. Huh? Get together, go get the Steam game, and fight the new world order. I love you guys.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.